One of the most astonishing realizations in what we're seeing right now, geopolitically, is that Western civilization is a failed civilization. That when we look at the what it has become, you know, it started off with a lot of promise, and you know, the United States of America is one of the more promising components of Western civilization, and it was founded with positive intent and some really amazing breakthrough principles, and yet it has utterly failed. It has failed to function as any kind of advanced civilization. It's failed to achieve progress. It's now a civilization in decline. This is true across Canada, Western Europe, Australia, etc. All of Western civilization is actually in a state of collapse. Energy collapse, education collapse, industrial collapse, monetary collapse, the rule of law is collapsing, leadership is collapsing, IQs are collapsing. I mean, we are seeing a crash of Western civilization. Whereas the other world civilizations, notably Chinese civilization, Indian, Persian, Russian, Mesoamerican civilization even, most of these other civilizations are, in fact, thriving, and they are advancing. China, in particular, is advancing with an incredible degree of innovation, technology, industrial might, etc. Even scientific advancement, and patents, and you name it. Iran is capable of great advancement also because its people are incredibly intelligent, but it has suffered under Western economic sanctions for almost five decades. And that has held Iran back. And Russia has also suffered in a similar fashion for a shorter period of time. I mean, it's only, you know, been around since 1991, and that was economically devastating for them, the fall of the Soviet Union. Many years trying to find their way. But now Russia is rising as an economic power, an industrial power, a military power, technology power, etc. And clearly energy is one of the things that is bolstering that entire civilization, because of course modern civilization runs on affordable energy. But the US and Western civilization is in a rapid decline. And this is not reversible. So there will be no saving America. So it's funny when they say, oh, we have to pass the Save America Act. Yeah, too late. There is no saving America. It's already done. The culture is already too far gone. It is a failed experiment. And if you think about it, what is it that caused it to fail? And it was, I think, a victim in many ways of its own success. So America was too successful in the post-World War II era. It was so successful at innovation and industry, manufacturing, etc., that it became incredibly wealthy and dominant in the world. And then over generations, the American people became lazy and privileged, complacent, and then before long, stupid. And I remember even being in school from, let's say, middle school and high school, especially, as I was obviously, you know, top of my class intellectually, you know, always got the high scores, college entrance tests, you know, everything else. Even in my day, I was mocked for being too smart. And it was cool to be stupid. You had to be a dumb, stupid person with, you know, C grades or failing grades to be considered cool. And if you were a straight A student like I was, then it was, you were not considered to be a cool person or anything. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, by the way, because I was multidisciplinary. You know, I ran track. I played football for 1 year. I had a lot of extracurricular activities, so I wasn't like put aside in the nerd group. But the nerd group, and I knew all the nerds because I was also on the math club, and we would go to math contests, and I actually won like gold medals in math and things like that. It was wild. I knew all the nerds, and I got along with them. I thought they were great people. because they were smart, but they were ostracized by the rest of the culture of the school. And you see, that has happened. The reason I mentioned that is because that's happened on a nationwide basis. It's not cool to be smart in America. It's cool to be dumb and stupid. And if you are a person who knows things, then you are condemned and you are censored. Whereas if you're a person who's stupid and just goes along with everything that you're told and you're oblivious, then, oh, you get along. You can be part of the Rotary Club or whatever. You know, you can run the homeowners association. You can be on the city council, but you have to be sufficiently dumb and stupid and gullible. And the result is that our nation became something that lost its way. It dropped the whole idea of a meritocracy. So instead of the smartest, most capable people being elected to positions in governments or corporations, etc., you ended up with the most retarded and, to some degree, more recently, the most woke idiots being put into these positions. And at the same time, then the population would celebrate idiocy, like they did with Joe Biden and Kamala, and then now more recently Trump, because, you know, Trump's an idiot, but he still has people that worship him because he tells them what they want to hear. So we've lost the ability to discern the difference between idiocy and competence in America, and actually all of Western civilization. And as this happens, the civilization cannot thrive and it cannot compete with the other more long-lasting civilizations that have thousands of years of history behind them, such as China and Persia and Russia also, and others, India in particular. And I'm not saying that everybody in India is a genius, because clearly there are a lot of low IQ people in India as well. But India has enough smart people and some very capable people to make the country work. You know, you don't need every person to be a genius. You just need the geniuses to be in enough positions of influence to help solve big problems. And, you know, India's struggling with that. They still haven't figured out traffic, but they're making progress. Whereas America is declining and collapsing, and the currency will collapse, the culture will collapse, etc. You know, the military, all of it is clearly collapsing. So we are watching the downfall of not just America, not just Trump, but the downfall of Western civilization. It will not be resurrected from this. You will not have a future with Western Europe looking the way it does today. Won't happen. You will not have a future with the United States of America structured the way it is today. The collapse is coming rapidly. Trump is merely the accelerant, like throwing gasoline on a house and then lighting it on fire. You know, Trump is the arsonist that's setting fire to Western civilization and burning it down more quickly than it otherwise would burn down. So that's Trump's role as an arsonist or an accelerant or, you know, a terrorist, whatever you want to call him. He's playing that part perfectly and showing the world why America is incompetent and why Western civilization has utterly failed and is irreconcilable with human civilization, really. I mean, that's just where we are. So it doesn't mean that the concept of America is dead. You know, the spirit of America will live on and will be recreated in some new ways. But the current existence of the United States of America as we know it and of Western civilization, that's on a very limited timescale now. And frankly, it won't last very long. So, of course, decentralize in order to protect yourself from all of this and get prepared in whatever way you can. You can, of course, you can shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You can check out all the special deals we've arranged with our affiliates at rangerdeals.com, including the satellite phone store there. Get yourself prepared. Grow your own food. You know the drill. Get some gold and silver. Be ready for the collapse of Western civilization. Be ready to live in a more self-reliant and self-sustaining manner, because that's what it's going to take to get through all of this. You can also catch more of my podcasts and videos at brightvideos.com. And then you can check out naturalnews.com for my written articles. Thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, But here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.